Chazar of Zechanesh Bachar Chazar Shag, Rabbi Yehuda Masechet Zvachim, Daf Nun Zayin. The Mishnah said, HaBechor Necha Laka Hanam. A Bryce says, how do we know that a Bechor may be eaten for 2 days and a night? The Pasuk makes a Hekesh from Bechor to the Chazar of Shag of Shlom. This teaches that the Bechor may be eaten for 2 days and a night, like the Shlom. This is actually a question that was posed to the Chachamim in Keren B'Yavne. The question was, for how long may a Bechor be eaten? Rabbi Tarfon said it can be eaten for 2 days and a night. Rabbi Yosef Lili asked him, how do you know that? Rabbi Tarfon said, a Shlom is a Kachim Kalim and a Bechor is also a Kachim Kalim. Therefore, Bechor can be eaten like a Shlom for 2 days and a night. Rabbi Yosef Lili said, maybe instead make a different comparison. Maybe you say a Bechor is a gift to the Kohen and a Chatas is a gift to the Kohen, and therefore say that a Bechor can only be eaten like the Chatas for 1 day and a night. Rabbi Tarfon said a Bechor is more similar to Shlom because they're both not brought for Kapara for Aver. Rabbi Yosef Lili said a Bechor is more similar to a Chatas and Ashram because they're all given to the Kohen and cannot be brought as a Neder or a Nadava. Rabbi Akiva then jumped in and said, the Pasuk makes a Hekesh from Bechor to the Chaz of Shoik of Shlom. It teaches that a Bechor can be eaten for 2 days and a night like a Shlom. Rabbi Yosef Lili said the Pasuk only compares it to the Chaz of Shoik without specifying of which carbon. Maybe it's comparing it to the Chaz of Shoik of a Toida, which would then show it should only be eaten like a Toida, which is 1 day and a night. So the Bechor should be like that as well. Rabbi Akiva said, the Pasuk says, Uvisaram yihye loch, and then ends off by saying, Lecha yihye. The extra phrase teaches that the Bechor is yours for more than the minimum, and therefore it can be eaten for 2 days and a night, like a Shlomim. When this teaching of Rabbi Akiva was repeated to Rabbi Shmuel, he told him to tell Rabbi Akiva that his original answer was correct. The fact that the Chaz of a Shoik of a Toida are given to the Kayin is itself learned from a Hekesh from Shlomim. Therefore, it can serve to teach through another Hekesh. For Akhtamar, what would Rabbi Shmuel learn from the extra phrase of Lecha yihye? If Akhtamar teaches that a Bechor with a mum, which is not brought as a carbon, must still be given to the Kohen. Rabbi Akiva learns this halacha from the plural use of bisaram. What is the point of machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Shmuel holds that when something is learned partially via a hekesh and partially not, meaning the fact that the Toyah Chazav Shoik is given to the Kohen is learned from a hekesh, but the fact that it's only eaten for a day and a night is not. So he says it's still considered to be learned from a hekesh and therefore can't teach further through another hekesh. Rabbi Akiva holds that such a situation is not considered as having been learned through a hekesh and therefore can be used to teach further through a hekesh. In fact, there's a braisa which learns from a hekesh the same way that the Yom Kippur Kabbanos are sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They're again sprinkled in the Heichel towards the Paroichas. Now, sprinkling inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is itself learned partially via hekesh. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva's view, it makes sense because it can still teach further through a hekesh. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel's view, how can this teach further through a hekesh? And for tomorrow, the first hekesh compares the blood of the two animals, whereas the second hekesh compares the two places. This is not considered to be a hekesh followed by a hekesh. We can also answer that the second hekesh would still exist for things stated explicitly in the pasuk regarding the sprinkling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once the hekesh has to be used for that, it can be used to teach everything else as well. Gemara, Braisa learns from the pasuk of Mimoy Shvoisechem Toviu Lechem Tenufa to make a hekesh from the Shtia Lechem to one of the types of breads brought with the carbon toida. There's another hekesh which teaches to compare from these breads of the toida to the other breads of the toida. Now, this is a case of a partial hekesh. The Braisa makes sense again according to Rabbi Akiva, but it's fair according to Rabbi Shmuel. After tomorrow, we learn the toida breads from the Shtia Lechem from the extra words of Toviu, not based on a hekesh. The Mishnah then said, "Pesach inu nechol." In fact, who's the Tana that holds that a Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzos? Rabbi Yosef said it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as can be seen in the Brayse. The Brayse of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the pasuk regarding carbon Pesach says balaylo hazeh, and the pasuk regarding makab zuchari says balaylo hazeh. Just like makab zuchari was done at Chatzos, so the carbon Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says another pasuk teaches that it can be eaten until the time of Chipazoin, the time the Yidden were rushed out of Mitzrayim, which is the morning. The pasuk of Balayla Hazeh teaches that the Pesach must be eaten at night and not by day. We see from this braiser that Rabbi Lazar Mazariah holds that it becomes noiser at Chatzos. Abaye asks, maybe the Mishnah is not following Rabbi Lazar and limits it to Chatzos as Xerid Rabbanon. Mar said the use of the word Ella in the Mishnah shows that the Mishnah is comparing the Isser of eating after Chatzos to the other Yisurim of eating the Pesach mentioned in the Mishnah. Just like those are definitely also deraisa, so too the mission means to say that this isser of eating after chatzos is also deraisa as well. Had nolach perek ezehu mekaimon.